coach approached me about it, and I wasn't with it at first, but you know, explained to me it's necessary. You know, I've earned that right. So, and that's words from Chud. So, you know, got to do what the head coach says, but I'm not complaining. And my legs feel great right now, and it's going to help me in the long run.
Hey, DeQuell, Montario's having surgery tomorrow on his knee, and you went through a long road of a comeback. You know, what do you tell a teammate like that to kind of keep fighting and stick to it?
Yeah, well, that's news to me.
Okay.
And that injury bug is something that you can't control, and he's just got to stay positive. You know, once he has his surgery, and just one day at a time, just trying to stay positive and look at the outcomes, how you can, you know, make the situation better. But it starts with the attitude. Attitude is everything. It's going to help the healing process, and it's going to help him mentally get through it. And what I would tell him is to keep good people around him, just so he stays motivated and stays with a positive outlook.
We talk about how this offense, I mean, this defense is going to be something exciting for you guys and the fans.
Yeah, well, it's definitely going to be a different look that fans in the Cleveland community hadn't seen in a long time. What I mean by that is just the pressure. It's well documented. You know, Coach Ray is he's outspoken about it. He's going to pressure quarterbacks. He's going to pressure offenses. He's going to try to dictate, you know, to an offense that, you know what, you're going to see pressure. With that alone, we got the guys to get it done. You know, it's not an easy thing to do. But for on the defense side of the ball, we have guys up front that can stop the run. We have guys on the edge that can get after passes. Adam Paul was a huge asset. Dez Bryant up front just adds to the talent that we have with a Tomba Rubin, Phil Taylor. I mean, you can go down the road, down the line. Joe Hayden has been tremendous talent. So we definitely have the guys to do it. I think it's a perfect marriage between, you know, coordinator and the players that we have to get something like that accomplished.
DeQuell, Chud's now the fourth head coach that you've played for now. What stands out about him? He doesn't seem overwhelmed by anything. But from a player's perspective, what's different about him? He just doesn't seem phased with anything.
He has a different approach to the first thing I would say, he's a leader of men. You know, and that's hard to do, to stand in front of 90 guys, 60 guys, you know, when that regular season starts every day and keep guys interested. I mean, he has so many different tactics where there's videos running around the facility about positive outlook, you know, positive quotes from all the great athletes to play the game. It's just everywhere you look, there's some type of positive feedback going around. So it subconsciously make you know, it puts you in a better spirit. So just that alone and all the resources we have throughout the building, he's been great. He's been great, and that's a great foundation to start with. So that's the one thing that jumps out at me when you compare all the head coaches that I've had. He's pretty unique with his approach, and I think it's been great so far.
So do you know much about him?
Seven is such a priority on defense this year, like you said.
Yeah, definitely.
Does that lessen the urgency to resolve the cornerback and free safety issue?
Well, it's going to help those guys in the back end. You know, I think I played a lot of ball, and I know, you know, when you can get to those third and 12s, those third and 10s, you know, we like to call it the outside backers pinning their ears back and going after quarterback. So, and we hadn't had that in years past. And we know it's going to take a lot of pressure off of Joe and our secondary, where Joe has done a tremendous job thus far with covering as long as he has without that those key guys getting after the passer. I think with the guys we have up front, stopping the run is everything. I think we got the bodies to do that. And I think another thing is obviously getting to a manageable third down where we can pin our ears back and go after passes, kind of dictate the game and to our hand.
DeQuell, with the extra snaps that you're going to get in this game too, what's the next step that this defense needs to take to know that Coach Ray's plan and everything is going according to what you guys have?
I think Detroit has a great offense. I mean, it's well documented. Stafford has thrown for over 4,000 yards. And he threw a lot of picks last year, but they still have he's going to probably finish one of the best receivers that ever played a game, Calvin Johnson. So we got our work cut out, and they have a good group of old linemen, and it's a great test defensively. But it's going to be one of those games where we have to – last week was last week, and we got to – as a young team, we have to learn how to keep building and getting better each and every week. And with the special teams, offense, defense, we got to show that we're capable of getting better. And, you know, the focus will be there, and I'm approaching this game like it's regular season. You know, I think we have a good group of guys that can win some football games this year, and we don't have time to take steps back. So we got to move forward if we're going to be anything once the regular season starts.
What does it take though for you you mentioned about getting better. So what do you guys have to do now to get better?
Just avoid the negative plays, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot. I mean by that is the penalties, the defensive holding, the false starts, things of that nature that kills your football team, kills momentum. So if you can cut down those mistakes and create turnovers on defense, not turn the ball over on offense, create field position on special teams, that gives you your percentage of winning goes up that much more. And obviously it comes down to making plays, but from a young team, from, you know, that's the right now in preseason, you want to cut those things out as much as you can so the regular season doesn't come back to hurt you in the end.
Now you've been around Whedon a little bit more. Have you seen his growth as a leader this year?
Yeah, he's getting comfortable. I mean, I think he, you know, Noah does a great job. You know, I watch him all the time. He coaches every quarterback. You have to have thick skin to run Noah's offense. So, and he jokes about, he's hard on those guys, but he's got the track record. It's not one of those things where he's hard on them and he just kills their confidence. I mean, he picks them up when he needs to. And I think you obviously see that from Brandon with the throws he's making, and, you know, when receivers are running back to the huddle, they're having conversations. So that's a good thing. That's him getting feedback back and him giving, you know, tips of whether they should break on a route quicker or sooner, whatever the conversation they may be having.
He's talked about being an entirely different guy than he was last year. Is that what you've seen?
Yeah, last year was, you know, first rounder. You know, it was a lot of pressure on him. He's experienced it. I think now he's settled down a little bit more. He's comfortable with where he's been, and he knows the guys. He's familiar with throwing the ball, so I think he can definitely pull it together this year.
Duquel, did you know much about Chud's personality when he was here as offensive coordinator?
I knew him, but I didn't, not as much as the conversation we've had now. You know, I was a young guy at the time, so I was worried about getting the meetings on time and just doing the little things that just to keep me in the building. So we've had great conversation, and he's been a pleasant surprise, man. Just his approach. I've never been around a head coach that has a lot of different techniques on, you know, how to motivate guys, how to, you know, what we do in practice, how to keep guys competing. So I think what you saw last week was a combination of that, and we definitely have to do our part as players to make sure we keep taking the necessary steps to play, to be a reflection of who Chud is.
Well, you've been around for a while. To the fans, the whole Great Lakes Classic yearly rivalry preseason thing is kind of funny. It's kind of a joke. To the players, is it funny to you guys too, or is there any kind of rivalry that comes out of playing a team every year in the preseason?
If it's a game, we try to win it. You know, if it's not Pittsburgh or, you know, our AFC conference teams, but, you know, preseason, we have things that we need to prove on, and we have a new staff here in the building, so we're trying to make sure we're making the right calls and being in the right place when we need be, so we don't fall into the rivalry thing in the preseason.
So you're not breaking huddles with 1-2-3 win the barge or anything?
No, not at all.